We've just come through the only entrance gate to the castle. Above it are the Principality's coat of arms. In the olden days, it had a drawbridge over a very deep moat.
Yes, we are now on a rocky outcrop, 300 metres, 900 feet long, that looks down on the historic town centre from a height of around 15 metres, 45 feet. What a beautiful view!
Did you know, Your Majesty, that even before the 13th century, there were buildings on this spot?
Of course! I can even tell you that until the first half of the 18th century, there was a 15-metre, 45-feet-deep moat around the Châtel Derrière, in other words, today's castle, and the rest of the esplanade. This building was rebuilt in 1751, without the towers, as a resident for the last duke, who reigned until my dynasty, Frederick Eugène and his family.
Right. But of all the buildings that were on this esplanade back then, the only one left today is the Hôtel du Bailli, the bailiff's house, also known as the Pavillon de l'Horloge, the clock pavilion, or the Logis des Gentilshommes, the gentleman's lodge.
And once again, you were the architect.
Well, what do you expect? But take a look at the view from the esplanade. In the south, you can see the foothills of the Jura Mountains.
And on clear days, you can even see Montbouton on the horizon, the last village before you get to Switzerland, as well as Montbar Fort on the right.
Yes, and on the left, you can see the production site of the PSR Peugeot Citroën Group, the biggest car manufacturing plant in France. Up until 1912, this was just marshland.
But, if you don't mind, let's just say one last thing about the castle. It was the residence of the Dukes of Württemberg, Counts of Montbéliard, of whom I am one, until 1793. Today it houses the Museum of the Castle of the Dukes of Württemberg. And I'm sure that our young visitor could find out lots of things about me and my family there.
No doubt. But that will be another visit, because this is where our walk ends and our paths go separate ways. We hope that you have enjoyed spending some time with us, dear visitor. And now we bid you goodbye.